Hey, y'all. This is your favorite host, Ocean, with the Autism Moms Umbrella. I know I have been MIA, but I'm here on the return of season 1, episode 6, just to give some kudos and congratulatory to Princeton. He used the potty. I was so excited. I screamed, I startled him, but I was so happy. And he eventually caught on and started jiving around with me. So I want him to continue this stepping stone. It's another developmental milestone that he's reached. He's gonna be 4 next month, so he's just becoming a big boy, and it's becoming so much for me because he's gaining more independency. But I am so excited that he's using the potty. I want him to continue to use the potty, and each time, no matter how long he does it or how much he feels like he got it, we're gonna congratulate him and yay, hooray, and clap for him and keep celebrating him and all of his accomplishments and achievements. And I'm tired of buying pull-ups, but it's all a part of the process, and that's okay. So just to catch you up on what's been going on, because it has been about 2 weeks, I've just been trying to get Princeton acclimated in another ABA center, and I have spoken with their director as well as far as trying to continue to get him potty trained and just getting the family acclimated on one accord with him becoming more and more familiar with the pot. So I've just been doing autism mommy stuff, just looking into programs and finding ways to keep expanding and growing and reaching out and using my voice as a tool to reach out to other autism moms and families and just keep advocating and being a part of their community. So I've been really busy with being more hands-on and having more involvement with it, as well as me studying to become an RBT because I'm that passionate about it. I want to be in that field with autistic children hands-on, like elbows deep. I'm all in for it, and I use Princeton as a study guide. I'm so intrigued and so interested in everything that he does and all of his accomplishments and achievements. And I know I've stated this before, but I am wholeheartedly serious about this and this journey. So that's what I've been doing for the past 2 weeks, besides trying to get little butt on the pot, and it's working. And I just wanted to check in and catch up with you guys. I still want everyone to reach out to me by email at oceanbailey@gmail.com and just fill me in on anything that you feel like I have missed that's important, or any tools or tips or information that you would like to give me, and I'll do the same as well. I'm working on creating a page where I can interact with you guys better, as far as you guys seeing my face and I get to see you guys' face and make posts and statuses, because, you know, not everyone is available to listen to the podcast at times. Some people are more of social media people, and if I can extend my podcast that way, I would do that as well, because that'll be great. Getting a podcast page, either Facebook or Instagram or both, just so that I can touch more and get a bigger audience and a bigger crowd. It doesn't have to just be the audio podcast. So I'm just working on a number of things to, like I stated, to get in there, just get involved in their community. I've been talking to other moms on social media with the other groups that I'm involved in, but I want Autism Moms Umbrella Podcast to be major, and I want to befriend as many autism moms and families as possible, because I feel like we are already family, considering we do share something in common, which is the ASD spectrum. And it's very warming and inviting, and it makes your heart smile and you feel so comfortable, because these are people that you can talk to about all of the things that you feel, and you're not judged or you're not looked at crazy. No one's raising their eyebrows at you. And I've experienced that a lot with myself personally, as well as other moms and families who feel like, hey, you know, I'm overwhelmed and I can't handle this and that, or 1, 2, and 3, and people kind of look like, oh, okay. Or they give up, well, maybe you shouldn't have a kid and blah, blah, blah. So it's so much harder than people think it is. And I have also been overwhelmed with it as well for the past few weeks because I just, it's a lot. It's a process with paperwork and insurance coverage and centers being out of network and having to call the center back and relay the message, and they relay the message that they received, and you have to do the dirty work and call back and get authorizations and referrals, and things are just, it's really, really, really tedious. So I definitely have been overwhelmed just a little bit, but things are slowly coming together, and I think I have a bit of a stronger lead this time with the ABA Center that I've come across, because we do have an assessment evaluation coming up on the 12th of this month, so that makes me feel better. It makes me feel like the company and the insurance company were able to work and coincide and get everything done so that he can start as soon as possible, because I really want him to get very familiar with the school setting so that the transition to kindergarten won't be so hard for him. So we have a year to do that, and I just want him to stay sociable and socialize and get along with other children, because that seems like it helps him. I'm not really sure about other autism moms and their kids, but Princeton picks up really well off of repetition, and I've noticed that once I enrolled him into daycare that he started to pick up some good and some bad, but that's all kids. But he was trying to speak more and have more independency, and that made me feel so good, because with the evaluation that we just recently had in September, he's mentally at the capacity of a one-year-old and he's going on four. So that did kind of like hit me a little bit, like, oh, I don't really know, you know, how to feel, because some days he wants to be baby and some days he wants to be a big boy. So just studying him and the things that he gets excited about, or the things he feels like he needs more motherly nurturing on, I've had to decipher the two and just be patient with it and understand it better, because he's not really understanding what's going on with him, but I have to understand as his mother, because I have to protect him and I have to make sure that I'm doing right by him and to make sure that he's comfortable with me at all times, because I'm mommy. And I want to make sure that he's in the best care, which is why I've been busting my butt on the phone, on the internet, emailing, texting, calling directors in different centers, because I need someone who is as passionate about my child as I am. And this lady was really, really passionate and kindred and warm-hearted, and she has a kid as well, so that kind of makes you feel a little bit better when you meet another protective mom that's as protective as you. You know your baby is going to be protected. So I feel really good about this center, and I'm excited about the evaluation, and I'm just ready to get him in there and just get hands-on and get my baby acclimated and make more progress. I also do need to start back making more progress videos, because that really makes me feel good, and I do it for motivational purposes, and it makes other people feel good to see his progress. And it kind of makes you sit back and think, like, hey, you know, I get overwhelmed with things and some things I don't think I'll overcome. But if my 3-year-old baby boy can do it, I can definitely do it. So it strengthens me to see his drive and how he pushes himself and how he overcomes obstacles. That makes me feel really great. And it makes me reconsider a lot of things that I feel like I want to complain about because I really don't have a reason to. So I'm just really excited for him. And this whole potty training step, I feel so good about it. I'm so happy for him. I'm more happy for him than he may understand why he should be happy. But the minute he touches the pot, he's ready to say yay. So that makes me feel good knowing that he understands that he did a good deed and mommy's praising him and he wants to praise himself. And I don't know, moms. I feel really good. But I do still want feedback and tips, tools, tricks, or whatever that you guys can offer about anything, because there's so much more we still have to accomplish and so many subjects that hadn't come about yet that will. And I kind of want to be prepared. But studying for this whole RBT thing has changed my mindset so much more, because I'm, like I said, I'm really passionate about it, and I'm learning so much. It's very interesting, and I'm becoming more and more knowledgeable on ASD and how to deal with behaviors and how to go about discipline, because that was a thing for me previously, and I'm learning a lot. It's very fruitful, and it's a career that I can see myself dwelling in for a long time, and he is teaching me a lot. So I don't believe it'll be hard for me to pass any of my certifications, but I'm hoping that this turns into me actually opening up my own ABA based center, because I just want to work with children with ASD, especially with mine being on that spectrum, and I just have a fun love for it. I really appreciate it, and I'm so thankful that God blessed me to be his mommy. I love it. It doesn't deter me at all. It motivates me, actually, and it pushes me harder to want to understand better so that I can be impactful to other families and help anyone who may feel like they don't know where to turn or where to go or how to deal with it. I want to be the one who makes that change. So I make sure I keep you guys updated on everything with that. And I promise I will not take so long next time to fill you guys in on anything that's going on and to be a better host for my podcast, because I was slipping, but that time rolled by. But I was being productive, guys, I promise, and it had a lot to do with the podcast or just in the ASD community. But I'm so glad I had the time today to fill you guys in on our little journey and the changes that are going about and Princeton's new accomplishment. And hopefully something else transpires great by the time I get back to you guys and fill you in. But don't forget to communicate with me via email at oceanbailey@gmail.com. And that's OSEANBAILEY. Thank you guys a ton. Thank you so much. My audience is growing a little, and I'm excited about that. And I want to continue to expand, and I want to continue to encourage you guys or fill you in or whatever it is that I do for you on this podcast. And thank you guys for giving me the opportunity. And that's all that I have for today. And I will be speaking to you guys really soon. Mwah.